Warmer ocean water temperatures near the surface that are sucked into developing tropical storms and hurricanes provide more fuel, says Stephanie Zick, an associate professor of meteorology at Virginia Tech.
If you have warmer sea surface temperatures, it's possible to have even more intense storms, so more Category 5 storms. But a lot of times, you know, people are heading to the beach, the coast in like August, September, and that's the peak of hurricane season. So it's always something to keep in mind.
Hurricane Erin rose from a Category 1 to a Category 5 in one day, making it one of the fastest intensifying Atlantic Ocean storms ever.
So those warm ocean waters can support storms maintaining intensity, being like a high intensity for a long time. And storms that are high intensity for a long time, they always grow in size over time. So Hurricane Erin is also a very large storm now. And that means with that larger size, its impacts are going to be very important, like for storm surge.
From the Outer Banks and up the East Coast, the approach of Hurricane Erin, not projected to make landfall, has brought dangerous riptides, high surf and heavy rain, and advisories to stay out of the ocean over the next few days. Gene Marano, WFIR News.